If passed in Massachusetts, Bill H. 3242 would require the words "produced with genetic engineering" to be printed clearly and conspicuously on product packages that contain genetically altered ingredients. Meanwhile, the U.S. House of Representatives has approved and passed on to the Senate for consideration and vote House Bill H.R. 1599, which would block any federal or state action to require labeling of foods made with genetically modified ingredients. Those industries profiting from the sale of genetically modified foods say that we shouldn't be concerned because it has been shown that these foods are not harmful to human health. But I believe that we cannot gauge the safety of genetically modified foods in the same way we determine the safety of, say, prescription drugs. I have, for the past 35 years, been watching the scientific and medical communities, without exception, initially underestimate the effects of diet upon our health. Over those years, study after study underestimated the causal relationships between what we consume and cancer and other degenerative diseases. It required overwhelming anecdotal evidence to push back against those studies, and it always came at the expense of consumers' health. Today, of course, we acknowledge the intimate connection between diet and many lifestyle illnesses, from type 2 diabetes to Crohn's disease, colon cancer, stroke, and a host of other illnesses. So, what occurred in those intervening years? Well, the nature of disease didn't change, but the nature of the inquiry did, and so it must again today. The unintended side effects of FDA-approved drugs become evident after only days, weeks, at most months of a drug's approval. The anecdotal evidence mounts as millions of Americans consume the product and present symptoms, forcing the FDA to reconsider, then eventually remove these products from the shelf. But many of the effects of GMOs in our food supply will become known only after years of consuming them, and will become evident with the possibly irreversible genetic and health complications in newborns going forward. And, unlike other drugs, this will not be a product that we'll be able to recall. How common is it for products approved and marketed to be recalled? Well, Pharmaceutical Online is a website. It's not in the business of selling anything. It doesn't stand a profit from the sale of genetically modified foods. It is the sourcing site for the pharmaceutical manufacturing industry. On its website, it acknowledges the following, and I quote, "Biological products," and that is exactly what a bioengineered food is, "biological products have definite risks as they are only partially understood at the time of approval," close quote. So the industry acknowledges the inherent risks that remain in products even after they've been approved and marketed. Trial and error continues after approval. But this is a risk we cannot afford when it comes to the consumption of bioengineered foods. A case in point. Over the past few years, it has been discovered that epigenetic mechanisms, or external modifications to our DNA, can be induced by the environment and lead to long-term changes in gene expression. But we are only just now beginning to understand exactly what those environmental influences are. A recent study in the peer-reviewed Frontiers in Genetics suggests that even maternal nutrition induces these modifications, sometimes permanently. In layman's terms, the placenta is not the impenetrable barrier we once believed it to be, and our genes are not the immutable building blocks we once believed them to be. The dietary choices of the mother has been found to actually alter gene expression in the fetus, which in turn leads to physical and biologic changes in the fetus for life, and going forward as that offspring in turn reproduces future generations. So at the very least, we need to proceed with an abundance of caution. This is new and unexplored territory. We have to raise the bar on evaluating the safety of bioengineered foods because, unlike all other products previously evaluated by the FDA, these products carry the potential of causing irreversible genetic damage to our offspring and future generations. Allowing unfettered use of genetically modified ingredients in our foods would be unprecedented and could have irreversible consequences. We need, at the very least, the choice to avoid consuming these foods, and we can only do that by knowing which foods have been altered in this way. National surveys show that 93% of Americans favor genetically modified ingredients to be listed on food labels. This represents more than a supermajority of voters. This represents virtually everyone. With that kind of a public mandate, whose interests will our state and federal legislators protect?